So I was sitting in the hallway of just another world-class masterpiece building designed by Paul Rudolph when I noticed a lovely red-headed girl sitting about 10 meters away from me. Man, I couldn't believe it. It was Haley. Haley Lofton, the girl I longed to spend the rest of my life with. I kind of walked over to her, said hi and all that. She's like, what's up? She said she was waiting to take the GRE so she could apply for graduate school. I was like, oh yeah? I'm ready to take that shit myself so I can complete my application with the School of Art at Yale University. I was waiting for my friend Dr. Clyde to put another post-it on Peter Haley's door in hopes he will finally see my prize-winning white team in these. Haley was like, heh, you know, kind of weird, you stalk me and all that. But I was like, no, bro, you have it all wrong. I was trying to get your attention, girl, because I really like you and all that. I think you're really neat and special. I think you're really pretty, too. She was like, oh, that's sweet. I was like, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to like, go to Wendy's or something? She's got that red hair just like you. And Haley just started rolling her eyes. And I was like, oh no, I don't know if it's kind of stupid. I'm sorry. Look, I'll make it up to you. Let me just take the GRE for you. She's like, whoa, you do that for me? Really? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty smart and all that. I can ace that bitch. She's like, okay, cool. So when I was like, been able to pick up a pencil off the ground, man, she did that, I could totally see down her shirt. A capital boy receptor system was all altered and shit. I decided to stop by Dr. Cloud's office and check up and get a physical. I was like, Haley, I'll be right back. I gotta attend to some business.